I'm ready. Are you ready, Mark?
I'm ready. What about you guys up there?
This is a wedding podcast by Tree Studio,
where you can find your new weekly wedding insight.
Unsure about which venue is best for you?
Or are you choosing the right photographer?
Turn your dial up.
You're now listening to
Tree Studio Wedding Podcast.
Hi guys, this is S from Tree Studio. Today we have a lovely couple we captured come to our studio to pick up their wedding photos. So you will have a chance to discuss their wedding insights and tips based on their wedding journey. Hi Ash, Hallie, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. It's really good to meet you guys. Thanks for your time to come to our studio. Could you tell us a little bit about your love story and how the wedding day planned out?
Lee, do you want to start?
So we, Ashley and I, have known each other for 3.5 years. We met at work. And in that time, we've obviously been dating. We got engaged in New York City in June last year.
In Central Park?
In Central Park. And we've spent the last year and a half obviously planning our wedding. And in amongst that as well, we've had a pretty busy lifestyle with engagement party, a new house, both got new jobs. So yeah, there's been a little bit
very exciting.
So
yeah.
And obviously still on cloud nine from our
Our
wedding, which was a few weeks ago.
Not too far. This month, right?
I know. A couple of weeks ago.
So in terms of wedding planning, it could be really overwhelming at the start. So how did you proceed, you know, to organize so many things?
I think it was very, I guess, confronting as well, because we've never obviously organized a wedding before. But the way that we did it is we had a spreadsheet. So we kept up to date with all the costs that were involved, and we had, I guess, like a set budget. We made sure we kept, you know, adding to that when we purchased things, just to make sure we were keeping within budget. I think just like investigating what we liked, you know, from photographers to florists to makeup artists, etc. I think it's just important to do your investigating and pick what works for both of you.
Wedding venue is probably the number one thing on bride's to-do list. So how did you choose your wedding venue?
Well, that wedding venue's been on my list for a very long time, even before I met Lee. We only saw how many?
About seven
venues.
Yeah.
Which incorporated like wineries, some up in the Dandenongs, and some local properties. We just worked out, I guess, what suited both of us personality-wise and what would suit our wedding guests as well. Poets Lane was our choice.
That was our first venue that we looked at, and we both decided pretty early on, and then obviously after the seventh visit that the first one was the best one, so we chose that one.
That's true. So having a perfect wedding dress is like every girl's dream. So how did you find out your wedding gowns? Like how many did you try?
So I probably tried on maybe about 10 dresses or perhaps a bit more. So I tried on different styles. And basically just worked out, I guess, what suited my body type and myself. And eventually just found one that I'd fallen in love with. So I think, when you know, you know.
Do you have a like a plan in mind, like what kind of silhouette you're gonna choose, like before the wedding?
And I still stuck with that actually. So was the same one all along.
Choosing the right service supplier is crucial for a wedding. So how did you find out your wedding service supplier? For example, like us, the photographer and the videographer. I think we come from the France
referral.
What about other guys?
For photography, you know, we looked at a couple, but from, I guess, number one, I guess, a price perspective, but also, you know, from the videos that we saw online of Tree photography and videography, it was just, I think it suited mine and Lee's style, because photographers and videographers, they've all got such different styles, but the way that you guys photograph and videograph was what we liked and what we saw our wedding to be like. Florist point of view, I think picking a florist was probably the most hardest decision, because I know nothing about flowers. Lee knows nothing about flowers. So we ended up just going with the in-house florist in the venue, because, you know, we trusted them to do a good job. And then like for the, all the bridal flowers, etc., that was also an in-house florist as well. So
That was fantastic.
Yeah. And in terms of wedding photography, so for example, do you have an idea about like how many photos you're going to receive like before the wedding? Like,
I knew it would probably be in the thousands.
Yeah.
But yeah, I probably thought maybe about 3,000 photos. Yeah.
So when you're planning your wedding, find new, fresh inspirations is always something important. So how did you find out the new ideas? Online, Instagram?
Instagram, Pinterest as well, and probably, looking at other
albums,
brides, weddings, you know, whether it be through friends or suggestions.
Yeah, the wedding you have been previously.
Yes, correct,
Yeah. For the future brides who are listening to this podcast, what's your tips or recommendations for them?
Probably just to relax and just enjoy the journey. I'll be honest, I was pretty relaxed through the whole thing, but I think it literally just goes that quickly. I mean, we've nearly now been married a month and it only feels like yesterday. It does go very, very quickly. So I think, my best advice would just be to enjoy the ride and, just enjoy it.
My advice for the groomsman, the groom, sorry, would be just say yes. Just agree. It's in our case, Ash did a really good job, an amazing job actually. With planning a lot of our wedding, and I had a little bit of input, but everything that she wanted to do was, I was in agreement with.
It was basically, I want this. Okay, yes, you can.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ash and Lily. You have provided some really good wedding insights and tips. So here we have it. We really appreciate the time you spend with us with Tree Studio. This is a podcast from Tree Studio. Reach out to us when you have any questions for your wedding. Stay tuned. Thanks, guys.